Room 201 at East Mecklenburg High School has a bed, a kitchenette, a washer, and a dryer. It's designed to feel like a studio apartment and to help a group of students prepare for life after high school. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
Public high schools have to cater to all sorts of teens. East Mech is known for its international baccalaureate magnet, that's a demanding college prep track, and for its culinary arts program, which gets students ready to work in restaurants and catering. But there's another group of students that's smaller and less visible. They have intellectual disabilities, and they're older than most of their classmates. Most of these students stay in public school until they're 22.
We're learning to be independent in the world, so you can learn how to make your own meal.
That's Nathan Woolard, who's 22, and Alexis Mitchell, who's 20. Today they're demonstrating how they work in the kitchen in the new Eagle Life classroom.
We're making mashed potatoes. Peeling the potatoes and then we're going to cook them.
All Charlotte Mecklenburg High Schools teach life skills like this, but the apartment classroom here is the only one in the district. Jennifer Deegan, who's in charge of East Mech's Exceptional Children Program, says her staff used to rely on worksheets and videos to teach practical skills.
This all started, our kids get very bored. They're here for 8 to 9 years.
So when East's culinary program moved to a new wing, Deegan and her crew zeroed in on a classroom with a kitchen and asked if they could have it. They tapped alumni to donate furniture and appliances, and East Mech's marketing classes held a contest to name the room. Eagle Life stands for Learning for Independent Future Experiences. 18-year-old Destiny Wade demonstrated the new dryer for a gaggle of reporters this morning.
Yeah, I want to have my own apartment that I could fold my own clothes. I don't have to worry.
The mock apartment is only part of what these students do. A lot of the time they're doing off-campus job training. They might prepare catering boxes for the nearby Culinary Institute or sort over-the-counter pharmacy supplies donated to MediSyst. Deegan proudly points out 21-year-old Calvin Osborne, whose volunteer training at a nursing home got him a paid job working 10 hours a week after school.
I wash dishes, serve the trays, get ready for dinner for the residents. I actually love the residents because I actually made two friends.
East Mech principal Rick Parker says the root of education is showing every student you care about their future, whether they're preparing for college or learning to make beds and fold clothes.
And this is another testimony of how we kind of worked hard to create something special to prepare our students when they walk out of here. So we're proud of it.
Now that the students in the transition program are getting used to their new washer and dryer, Deegan says they're working with other students to create a business plan for doing laundry for faculty and athletes. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Charlotte.